Good morning and welcome to the Bullseye Podcast brought to you by AFI Advisors. We did it. We won. We beat Alabama. Go Vols. That's it. Podcast is over.
Exercise the demons.
See you in 16 years.
See you next time.
It's not going to be 16 more years. Please God, don't be 16 more years.
I'm still really pumped. Excellent football game Saturday, October 15th. It's also my birthday.
Happy birthday, Josh.
So it was a great birthday gift.
It was an enjoyable game to watch. If you weren't a Tennessee or a Bama fan, it was a good game.
It got a little nerve-wracking toward the end in typical Tennessee fashion, but it was just so bizarre. I'm used to us just losing that game.
Yeah.
Winning the whole way and finding a way to lose.
I thought when we fumbled and they returned it for a touchdown, that was it. That was the time that Tennessee's true colors come out. But didn't seem to matter.
Well, I jumped the gun. This is Josh Shores and got Peter Raber and Brian Brummett.
Still working on it.
Love it. Still love doing that. I wish I had a cooler name. My parents didn't even try.
Well, that's why you changed your middle name to Danger.
Danger.
Well,
do something. No, I even told my parents. They didn't try. It's like any male born between, I think, like 82 and 85, good chance their name's Josh. It was just the thing back in.
That, you know, one of these days we'll have to look into it. You know, they do those rankings of names, and I guarantee that 9 months from now we will have someone named Heupel, we'll have someone named Hyatt, we'll have someone named Hooker from the Stars from Tennessee. Yeah. But there's always the people who go for the top 10 names because we want a name that is in vogue right now. Mm-hmm. And then there's people kind of like my family
When was Peter in vogue?
Never. In Switzerland.
In the Bible.
But your middle name's fairly common.
William, yeah.
So right now, half of our office has the middle name William.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm.
But it's
just one danger.
Very,
though.
Very common. So we went a little bit the opposite direction with our kids. But
Peter and I have biblical names. You don't, Brian.
I know, right?
I'm the rock that the church was built on.
I was the one that took over for Moses and actually got the people into the promised land. So kind of a big deal. What did Brian do?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
He changed his name from Judas.
Yeah.
Brian, son of Judas, son of Paul.
Didn't know we were going to get all religious this morning.
Well, it's Tennessee football. You get religious. Have you seen the church services that have sang Rocky Top?
No.
It's insane. My social media feed shifted completely. It was probably 75% Tennessee football beforehand. The celebration afterwards, the day afterwards, the goalposts floating down the river. That's all I've seen for the last, you know.
I'm glad you brought that up because I don't know who it was. it was someone local. It was a local church. And they had taken a screenshot, I think, of the final seconds of the game, of just the crowd. Do you know what I'm about to say?
I know where you're going.
And everybody's like praying, essentially. Yep. And I can't remember it verbatim, but they made an awesome social media post. They posted that picture and they said something to the extent of, whatever you prayed for last night during the last 2 seconds of the game, just to let you know, service starts at 10 a.m. this next morning.
We'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
Church signs just driving along can be hilarious, too.
Oh, they're fabulous.
They really are. And some have a little more fun with it than others.
There's one just up the road here that it said, thank the gourd, it's pumpkin season. Oh. And then
dad's in charge of that sign.
Well, a couple of days later, it just says, thanks, it's pumpkin season. So, you know, someone was like, no, we're not doing that.
I like it when businesses get in sign wars. That's always one of my favorite things online, is where you'll see, like, a Burger King across the street from a Wendy's, and they start going at it, and then randomly the car wash down the street wants to get in on it, and it becomes a big thing.
The Arby's over here says, we don't have McFibs.
Oh, I saw that
yesterday. We have the real thing.
Yeah.
They're totally calling out Mickey D's. Yeah.
Well, if we're calling people out, somehow our local Taco Bell's ran out of flour tortillas.
How is that even possible?
Is flour tortilla that important to Taco Bell?
Yes.
That's like their, that's probably in their top three most important ingredients.
Well, and we're out of cheese, too.
Both of them are next to grocery stores. I wouldn't tell anybody. I would just go get flour tortillas from the grocery stores and make do for the day till the truck could come in.
Well, especially since the one down here is literally in the parking lot of Ingles.
Same thing with the one down, you know, Green Acres in that area has one that's right next to that Food City. So I don't know how that happens, but
well, we should we should start a podcast war. We should just start calling people out.
Who like other podcasts?
Yeah. Let's go for Joe Rogan. That dude's an idiot. I'm sure we could get his feathers ruffled pretty quick.
I think we
can
get the all-in group to to start interacting with us.
There's a, you know, Rogan's podcast, there's some quality gems in there, but it's 3 hours long every day.
Yeah, it's so miserably long.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, if you've got the time, great. But
now, I do enjoy snippets from his.
Yeah.
Like, when they do the little, you know, 4 or 5 minute snippets.
Right.
But I can't just listen to him go on and on and on. He's just, it's just painful in my head.
Well, and it has an impact. You know, when we saw Elon Musk go on there and smoke pot, it affected Tesla stock for that little bit, you know, because, you know, is our CEO really, you know, all there, blah, 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 blah. So it can have a real world impact.
Well, I'm calling out Joe Rogan. Joe, your podcast is too long. No one wants to hear you. Do 20-minute podcasts.
I think he's going to win this one.
This is AFI Advisors in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Checkmate.
It's like Big Mac trying to fight Mike Tyson in a Nintendo. We're going to die in one punch. It's bad.
Well, Brian and I had a very interesting episode last week, and I didn't realize until I listened to it back, but we really did talk about drugs a lot, so I apologize for that. That was not our intention. It's just kind of how it happened.
It's just two people who know nothing about it talking.
It's more like we were kind of asking questions to ourselves and trying to validate.
The number one thing that we heard was, I don't know.
We were just having a conversation out loud, and it just so happened to get recorded, and now everybody's listening to it. So Peter didn't fire us. We're still here. I told you.
By the skin of your dollar bills that were rolled up.
Our rolled up dollar bills were still here. But do we want to say any more about Tennessee football?
You know, I will say that
it was pandelirium.
It was an amazing scene. I don't know if you're a recruit, how you don't buy into that and that excitement.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
I don't know if you're not a Tennessee fan, how you could watch the scene afterwards and not be just drawn to it. There is, you know, Tennessee football has a massive economic impact on our state. And it's one of those things, you know, Coach Heupel is the highest paid employee of the state. I did think it was interesting. There's been a couple things. So the goalposts come down, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a video online of somebody asking President Randy Boyd whether or not he cares. He's like, no, we'll do this every year. But then Athletic Director White put out a post saying, hey, we're going to need those goalposts next week.
Well,
and we need to fund them, you know, and they've crowd. Have you seen the campaign?
I looked this morning, and it now I've not fact-checked this, but I looked this morning, and it said that they had raised like $150,000, which covers the $100,000 fine for rushing the field, and covers the $25,000 or so for the goalpost.
Per goalpost,
so we have extra money.
But if we do it again, because this is our second offense with the SEC, if we do it again, I think it goes to $350. So, you know, the price is going to keep going up.
Well, I don't see
and
that.
And we can tear up Athens. You know, so it won't matter.
Tear that place down. But, yeah, it was really interesting to see. And I wish – I have not seen video of them disposing of the goalposts into the river.
Oh, it's fun.
I've only seen video of them – bless their hearts, trying to get it out of the stadium. Something tells me that within those thousands of folks carrying it, there was not an engineer there that said, this oblong object will not go through
there. I'm surprised the goalpost didn't just fall down from all the noise and the mayhem. It apparently registered as an earthquake. Did.
Well, I heard on the Eric – I listened to the Eric Ains show off and on every morning, and they were talking yesterday that – it registered twice, I think,
right.
On the seismic scale or whatever that's called. That's insane. I've been in that stadium when it's been super loud, but I don't know that I've been there for that. That's like ear damaging.
One of my good buddies went and partook in all that and everything, but it ended up sitting right beside Peyton Manning during the whole thing. Could you imagine
how great buddy, of a story? First of all, who? And second of all, how?
Peyton was all over the place. You know, he ended up in a little bar with Morgan Whalen after the game. You know, he was hanging out with Kenny Chesney and Kelsey Ballerini, if I'm pronouncing her name right.
Well, he there's and I can't think of the name of it, but the bar that he was in is right there behind campus, right off the strip. But it's actually his. It's his bar.
Okay. Probably so, makes sense why he went there, then.
Yeah. But I think I'm pretty sure I saw something about Morgan Wallen playing music there right after.
Yeah, impromptu three-song set.
Yeah, he was living his best life. He was having a good day. He was on game day. He did a great job with that. And, of course, the whole Peyton curse thing everyone's been bellyaching about, so I'm sure he's glad to, have that dismissed.
Peyton was on, Greg McElroy's, the former Alabama quarterback who has his own show, because everybody has his show.
I hate him. He's an idiot. And let's call him out. Yeah. Greg McElroy, go home. You're terrible.
Greg asked him about the Peyton curse, and Peyton, you could tell, took a little bit of offense to it. He was like, look, I've been to a lot of Tennessee games.
Yeah.
Way more that we've won than we've lost. But, I don't think it's my fault we lost to Georgia State. And basically, he was like, sometimes maybe we just had a bad team, and it's not my fault.
Well, and that's true. He typically comes usually to big games.
Right.
Which makes sense, but we've just not had a team that could produce.
Yeah.
So now we do.
Yeah. Talk about economic impact. Peyton, everywhere he goes, everything he touches
turns to gold.
Yep.
Well, I also saw, I was going through my feed last night when I was looking through some stuff, and WJHL had posted a segment talking about, and this all ties back to the economic power of UT football, but WJHL had posted about some of the businesses here locally and how their numbers just blew through the roof on Saturday. Yeah. One being there was a cigar.
Oh, Lord.
A cigar tobacco place in Boone's Creek. I can't think of it right offhand, but said that their numbers were up like 300%.
Is that by Libation Station?
It might
connected
be.
To
it
them?
Might be. That's what I'm thinking, but I'm not 100% for sure. But they interviewed them, and they were talking about prior to the game, they just were just killing it. And then even after the game, it was just – so they said their numbers were like 200 or 300% through the roof.
I bet the fireworks went up too. Because everybody in our area was shooting off fireworks after
really?
The game. Yeah.
I like how Tennessee decided to go and look at Alabama's traditions and say, we're taking those. If we win, we're taking those.
We beat you. We own these now.
We're now going to be the cigar smoking after a big win. We're going to play Dixieland Delight because it's a Tennessee song.
It's true.
You guys can have Sweet Home Alabama, but we're going to play Dixieland Delight.
We're literally taking everything from you.
I don't know if you noticed, but Wikipedia has already updated to say Dixieland Delight is an unofficial Fight Song of Tennessee.
I haven't seen that.
It's so good.
I haven't seen that. I also noticed, so someone dug up some of the grass, the turf,
they got
caught in the end zone, and then they put it on eBay.
There's a photo of them like pulling the grass.
Well, and they, if I'm not mistaken, and I think I saw this right, they had the photo of them getting the grass on eBay, I guess, to verify, hey, I really did this. And it's like, you're literally, so that's destruction of property right there. And you're literally just turning yourself in to make what, like, $50 off this chunk of grass. I mean, is it really worth it?
You could fill in your grass with it that way, and it's you forever have the end zone all around your house.
Yes, you just you'd have this one really beautiful patch
really
of grass,
really well maintained, and then
just everything else is just dreary and gross.
Stupid criminals play stupid games. Mm-hmm. That's how
well,
it goes.
We've literally spent 15 minutes on this. So, in other news, we have a pad across the street where our building's about to get erected.
Yeah. Framers are over there today starting to work on...
Starting to work on the framing.
All the base work and stuff.
I'm going to go over there and take some pictures then. I've kind of been waiting on that next step, but that's really exciting.
You didn't want to take pictures of the plumbing work and stuff?
Yeah, well, I did. I just didn't do anything with them. I did walk over there and take some pictures of that, but it was kind of uneventful.
I went over there when they were making the foundation, figured out where Peter's office was, and just put my handprints.
I would believe it.
We didn't get to put our handprints on it.
Nah, we'll figure out something to do.
You're the worst. Dad!
We could all sign, like, one of the beams that goes into the roof or something like that. You know, we'll do something. Somewhere up at Emory and Henry, when I was there, there was a new building that went up. And they had all the kids on campus who were next to it, like, had classes, all signed all the beams that went in there. So somewhere up there, I've got a name on a beam.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Probably next to somebody who signed it, I Heart Mom, and everything else, but
wait, yeah. That's not cool anymore.
depends on your mom.
Yeah.
So we've got our pad laid down, and because I always have people asking me about the building, and I, you know, for anyone who's not built, it's kind of the beginning stages is a lot of legwork. And it takes some time. There's a lot that goes to it, especially when we're having to, you know, re-earth the ground. And so we're getting there.
A lot of the selections that go in, we're still on track for a May opening, you know, but we ran into an issue yesterday where we had picked out our brick, which took us a long time because who knew that finding red brick was a problem. But we had a red brick and a white brick because there's a white little section that needs, but then we discovered yesterday they're not the same size, so they won't line up when we do them. So we've got to now figure out a solution to,
oops.
You're like, okay, you know, we thought they both came in multiple sizes and the white doesn't. So
that's weird. That's wild.
Yeah. Like, so you run into these things constantly, but it's a process, but we'll get there and it'll be great. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I can't pull hair out of my head, but I can maybe, you know, if I've still got a beard by the end of it, we'll call it a win.
We'll call it. I know we were talking earlier, coming in on some of the financial side of things. We were talking about, I believe the topic was insurance.
Yeah.
And we started talking about deductibles, things of that nature, and I think it's worth bringing up because I think there's a little more to deductibles and kind of your financial plan that folks don't really think about.
Yeah, this is something that's come up with a couple of different people over the last couple of weeks that we've talked to them about, and I thought it would make sense just to make sure that people were aware. And so the idea is that we've always said have 3 to 6 months in emergency savings. And we've always talked about that covering your discretionary income so that if you lost your job, do I have the ability to live for 3 to 6 months while I'm trying to find another job? That's kind of the basic premise behind that. But another way to look at it too is do you have the ability to cover your deductible or multiple deductibles if bad things happen all at once? So let's say you don't lose your job, but you have a $2,000 deductible on your homeowners, and you have a $1,000 deductible on your car, and you have, you know, a $3,000 or a $5,000 health care deductible, and out of nowhere, you wreck your car, have health care problems, and then you live in Florida, so, you know, Hurricane Ian rips off the siding of your house. Do you have enough to cover?
You wreck your car into your house.
There you go.
And
so do you have enough to cover your deductibles is another thing that probably in that components to be thinking about. And, you know, deductibles are an interesting thing because it's a give and take. Do I take a high deductible so that I have cheap monthly premiums? But if something happens, I got to cover it. And normally what we see people do, the classic mistake is have a high deductible so that I can have cheaper monthly premiums, but then don't set that money difference aside to build up to cover your deductible. So what I would tell a lot of people would be, let's say you have the option between a $500 deductible and a $2,000 deductible on something. It doesn't matter. Car, home, doesn't matter. And there's a $100 difference in your monthly premium or whatever it is, $50 difference. Until I would take that difference that I'm not paying monthly and I would set it aside to cover my deductible. And then once I've got my deductible covered, then I can start spending that money in my monthly savings. But that's sometimes too, you know, that's rigid for people.
That's a lot of discipline.
It's a lot of discipline.
It's a lot of discipline. But you can also set up separate bank accounts that you don't even touch unless one of these insurance issues happens.
Right.
And that's a good idea.
And just having to that money
funnel,
there.
Yeah, just funnel it into that and you just don't touch it.
Right. And so, yeah, having a segregated fund to cover deductibles that you replenish when you have to, you know, pay out on a deductible.
Health savings plans can help with the
right
health side of it. It would just be the same thing with a bank account. For
yeah,
them.
And that's kind of the funny thing about it because, you know, we in the planning, the financial planning world, you know, you hear a lot about what you were talking about originally, you know, having 3 to 6 months set aside for emergencies or whatnot. But I don't know that I've ever really heard anyone address that from, you know, a deductible standpoint. I don't know if it just goes under the radar or if it's just not top of mind to people, but I've not had any, I don't vividly remember anyone addressing that period.
Right. And I think it's something that's important to, let's say you had gone with the 3 month plan, right? That I'm going to hold 3 months in you know, disposable income, and let's say that's $2,000. So we're at $6,000 in our emergency savings. Well, if you have a $5,000 deductible on your health care, and interesting thing, so I've got twins. Each of them got their own deductible the second that they were born. So functionally, our twins cost us $10,000 because they were in the NICU for 10 days, and we just, you know, the clock started, and, you know, we went. You know, so if I had $6,000 in emergency savings, it's gone plus in that circumstance. So knowing what your deductibles are, knowing what your risks are, those are things that are really important to be aware of so that, you know, and maybe you get the, you know, 3 to 6 months first and then you do your deductible. There's 1,000 ways to do this. When I said 1,000 ways to do it, the first thing that popped in my head, there's a comedian who talks about our language and why it's weird. And it's like, there's 1,000 ways to skin a cat. And it's like, well, why do you need to know one, you know, type of thing.
Never That's once the, has that come up.
That hasn't come up. You know, the other one he talks about is, what do we say when it's raining but sunny outside? You heard this expression?
No.
Devil must be beating his wife. That's a very Southern expression.
Well, that makes sense.
And you're like, one, okay, why does the devil have a wife? Why is he beating you? When you go, like, what the origin of that, you know, phrase is. But I love regional phrases.
The devil must be beating his wife.
Yep.
You know who's Robert has tons of colloquialisms like
yeah.
that.
Oh, I love him.
He says, I'm out of pocket. like, yeah. What does that even mean?
You don't know out of pocket?
I do now.
You do? I guess, yeah, we had that discussion, didn't yeah. we?
I think we're all out of our pockets.
No, we're out of the pocket of our office, you know.
I feel like out of pocket is normal.
It is normal.
I've heard skin a cat, which
yeah.
is
yeah. I've heard that one. I've not heard the,
not saying the, it's normal, but I'm just saying I've heard it. I've never heard of the devil beating his wife.
Yeah.
Some tells me the devil would probably have multiple wives.
Potentially.
But why would he have a wife at all?
I want to live in sin.
Now I have questions.
Because divorce is too expensive.
Or two birds with one stone.
Two, yeah.
Like, that's a common one, but...
It's like I have never thrown a stone at a bird to try to kill it. Now I guess
visualize
maybe used to.
It every time someone says it. Like, yeah. Do you ricochet it off one? I don't know. But.
Two in the hand is worth one in the bush.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of these phrases that are out there. Who knows? But, yeah, there's a thousand ways to do these financial things. I think it's important, though... The commonality of everything we've ever talked about is awareness,
mm-hmm.
you know, and being conscious of what your risks are, being conscious of what, you know, your gains and your losses could be and planning for them.
When you can take that information, like you said, plan for it.
Right.
Without that information, a plan's not really worth anything.
Right.
Well, and I think thinking through my personal, like, I think I keep higher premiums. Only because I am the personality type that if something were to happen, I'm already going to be stressed down in the dumps because said thing just happened. And the last thing I want to do is write a huge, you know, deductible check on top of that.
Right.
I'd rather write a smaller check.
Yeah,
and just pay the higher premiums, but that's just a personality thing for me. That helps lower my stress level, but I think the more common approach is, you know, folks opting for smaller premiums,
higher deductibles.
But I don't know that the excess money coming from the premiums is necessarily being. Saved.
Yeah, I don't think it is at all.
Which adds even more to the stress than what talking about.
And as we've seen healthcare costs go up, that's just put more and more pressure to accept a higher deductible just to keep my costs the same as it was last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just something to be very aware of. And being aware of what your biggest possible loss is at any one time so that you can cover that.
Well, and to think of it too, there are scenarios more common than not where two deductibles could come into play. I mean, we were talking about if you're in a car accident,
yeah,
there's a very high chance that you're going to have medical issues that come from that. So that could be two separate entities right there.
Within your family and
right.
then within
yeah.
the other family.
Yeah, and then I don't.
That was always Dad's thing. You know, when I was growing up, and we carry probably higher than normal because of Dad's personality, liability in car wrecks. He's like, you hit a surgeon whose hands are their life and mess up their hands to where they can't do surgery anymore. Do you think a $25,000 payout – is going to cover that, or are they going to come after you,
yeah.
you know, type thing. So we've always carried a little bit more, but it costs more to do that.
It does.
You know, and having, you know, an umbrella policy, which can be super cheap.
Absolutely,
And that's probably a topic for another day, but you can get $1 million umbrella policy. So umbrella concept of being it goes over everything. $150 a year. To cover extra liability that you may not be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And each policy has its own ins and outs, what it can and can't cover. But, you know, an umbrella policy can be super helpful if you run into it.
Wow. Good stuff.
Now we're about to find out on ours how good our insurance is.
Yeah.
Kate was driving I made the mistake of earlier of saying Kate was hit last night, but Kate was driving and she was hit.
Just, well, they had a baseball game, and I know Kate has a tendency to be vocal at baseball games. I thought that.
He was like, she got hit last
like,
night.
Oh, man, who'd she mouth off to?
And I was like, what does that even mean?
She is the most calm, passive person until you get her on a baseball
and
field.
And he just kept talking and saying, yeah, well, she got hit last night and this, that.
The police were called.
The police, and I'm like, oh. Oh, my goodness.
Now, did she at least put up a fight?
I will say it was super cold. So after the accident, which everybody's fine. All the boys were in the car, but everybody's fine. But we'll find out how good the insurance of the other people are because it was their fault. And then we'll see how good ours is for getting a rental car and all that sort of stuff. But I will say we go to the field. It's super cold. We got there probably about 7:40 for the 7:30 game. And the umpire comes over to Kate and her group of friends that she sits with and was like, ladies, it's cold. Do you want to cause a problem tonight so that we can all go home?
It was already on the agenda.
It was already, so they had a good laugh about that. But, don't mess with mamas and their kids, especially boy moms. You know, if their boys are wronged, get out of the way. There's a reason why the expression mama bear exists.
Yes, that's true. Well, hopefully she's okay. And let us know how the insurance goes. Well,
we're about to find out. So update next week.
And, this is why you don't get cut rate insurance. They say that.
Best commercials, the mayhem commercials.
Yes.
You know, deal with mayhem like me. Fabulous.
The cat one. I just see my cat being that guy every now and then. Yep. Pushing stuff over.
Well, this was fun. It's nice to be able to talk about Tennessee football in a joyful way. It was also very nice to learn about the devil beating his wife and some insurance tips when it comes to deductibles. Learn a little everything here on the Bullseye Podcast.
You have $1,000 deductible to go to the Tennessee-Georgia game right now. So start saving. Good seats are $2,000. Bad seats are $1,000.
That's insane.
Yep.
That's just, it's not worth it. I mean, if I had just money to burn where $1,000 wasn't a big deal to me, maybe. But I can't fathom.
You can get a really nice TV for $1,000.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes,
watch
you
every
can.
Game on it.
Yeah. TVs are so cheap now.
Yeah.
Like 75-inch televisions, like $600.
Have your own snacks. Have your own drinks. Have your own
surround sound system.
Yeah, I go that route.
Yes,
be in your PJs.
Yep,
it's kind of what I did last Saturday.
Yep,
happy birthday.
Yeah, worked out well. Well, we appreciate everyone listening. If you have questions for the podcast, please send those to connect@afiadvisors.com. Also, check us out on all of our social channels. And until next time, everyone have a good week, and we will see you later.
See you later.
See you.